Hey everybody, welcome to the Makeup Mentor Podcast. My name is Anita Aguilar and this podcast is for anybody that is a freelance makeup artist, whether you are full-time, part-time, or maybe you just want to learn more about the industry in general, this podcast is for you. So I'm not only going to be going over tips and tricks about the business side about being a freelance makeup artist, but I'm also going to tell you everything that I learned the hard way, that I'm still learning, and who I am learning it from. Hey friends, welcome back to the Makeup Mentor Podcast. I am super happy and grateful to be back. I have been obviously disappeared for a little while because I was investing a lot of time and energy into the Makeup Mentor Mastermind where there were so many magical things that went on. And I also just had a lot of realizations and I have a whole nother episode talking about this, but I got burnt out with just every single thing that I was doing. And I'm making a whole entire episode of what you should do when you get burnt out because everybody gets there. And I think I've just been on this high of all the things that I've been doing and achieving so many goals, but I haven't really been sitting with my success and exactly where I want to invest my time and energy. So that's why I've been disappeared for so long, but I'm super grateful to be back. And we're going to be talking about something that, again, I love talking about, and I'm actually making a very short series of just how to make money as a makeup artist, because as much as I wish I could just say, oh, you want to make money as a makeup artist, just do this. As simple as it may seem on the other end, you guys know that I truly preach and I help people find what it is that lights you up, because I can give you all the answers, in which I am. I'm literally going to be giving you all of the answers of how to make money as a makeup artist. But if you are not aligned with this, and it really, really depends on what stage that you're at too. So that's why I wanted to break this into series, so I can really break down the ways that you can make money, not only physically, like putting yourself out there, the marketing, all the stuff, but energetically. You guys know that I am a money mindset coach and money is energy. And this is like exactly what we had to dive so deep on in the Makeup Mentor Mastermind, because it's just, there's so many underlying things that it's not just the business, it's you. It's how you think about money. It's how you feel about money. It's how do you feel about charging? How do you feel about upping your rates? That is what we really need to work on. So again, you guys know I love talking about the practical ways, and then I'm going to give you guys all of the energetic ways of how you can make money doing anything that you love. So super grateful to be back and start this series, and I also have a surprise for you guys at the end. And so yeah, let's get right to it. Hey guys, before we get into today's episode, I just want to take a quick second to remind you that if you are listening to this audio right now, it's for a reason. It means that I still have a spot available in the next round of the Makeup Mentor Mastermind. So this is where I'm going to be working with 4 makeup artists over 6 weeks, teaching you guys every single thing that I know about manifesting, business, strategy, structure, marketing. So this program is actually not for anybody who just wants to know the basics of business. This is not for anybody who just wants to make a quick buck doing makeup. This 6-week program is actually for those who are truly, truly ready to step into their fullest potential. This is for those who have those really, really big ideas. They just maybe don't have the strategy and structure to make it happen. This is for those who really want to make money work for them, not the other way around. The reason why I'm only taking 4 people in the next round of the Makeup Mentor Mastermind is because that is all I can energetically handle in order to properly serve all of you guys. The second reason is because I'm going to be bringing on experts to teach you everything that they have taught me when it comes to business, strategy, structure, marketing. And the third reason why is because you guys are going to be doing this work together. You're going to be talking about your wins together. You're going to be talking about your struggles
together. You're gonna be talking about your kids, your rates together. And I really truly believe that this is the number one way to up level by connecting and collaborating with other people who are operating at this higher frequency with you. So I'm super excited for those who are gonna be in the next round. But if you are listening to this right now and you have chills or butterflies or you just feel really light, this is a sign that this is for you. So if this is for you, head over to my website right now and book a 15-minute one-on-one call so we can see if this program is right for you.
All right, like I said, there's a lot of ways that you can make money as a makeup artist. So what I'm gonna do is just start off with the most basic way you can make money. And then throughout the series, I'll show you guys the ways that I've literally had to get so creative of like, how the heck am I going to pay my bills if I really want to do this full time? So of course, the first thing we're going to be talking about is how to book a client. And this is literally only for somebody who is trying to just get that one-on-one exchange. Like, hey, I'll do your makeup and you pay me X amount of money. So I already know you guys are going to love this episode so much, but let's get right into it. So the first thing that I want to point out is that this is the most basic way that we exchange our services, right? And I like to call this special event makeup. And whether you're doing a bride, or you're just doing, you know, a friend for her birthday, or, you know, your grandma wants her makeup done, whatever. I call this special event makeup. And this is exactly what it is when you are just doing one person for one occasion. They hardly ever get their makeup done. They just want to spruce it up since they're doing. And the reason why I mention a bride, because like, you're not doing the whole bridal party. Maybe you're just doing the bride for somebody who just, you know, just started out wearing makeup and just wants to look good for their pictures, right? It's not like you're doing the whole party. And so I'll get into that later in the series. But yeah, I'm just specifically speaking to if you want to do one-on-one services. And so there's a couple of things I'm going to touch on. Is one, you need to know your rate. If you want to get paid, you need to know your rates. You need to know it. And I love getting so vulnerable with you guys and telling you like my story so that way you can really understand of like where I'm coming from. So when I first started doing makeup, I graduated from makeup school. I had makeup for my kit, but I didn't have like all of my foundations yet. So what I was doing, I would get out of, I got out of school, and then I just needed people, like people would ask me for makeup, but I didn't have foundation, right? And you guys can adapt this like little thing that I did, because I don't know, I'm just doing, I did whatever worked for me at the time. But so instead of charging them $60, which was my like original like price that I had set that I wanted to charge for services, and since I didn't have my foundations, I had them bring their own foundation, and I charged $40 instead, right? So I want to be mindful of that, because like people will say like, oh yes, I charged, you know, this amount when I first started, but it's like, yeah, I charged $40, but some people literally charge $40 and they have all their foundations, they have all their concealers, they have all of their stuff. And I didn't have any foundations and, concealers, so I just used theirs. I think I had concealers, but I think foundations was a big, big part. So yeah, and which this worked for me in the beginning, but then you gotta realize is that that's the reason why we are professionals, is because I would get people who didn't know how to match themselves, like themselves. So like they, I use their foundation, but like it would be like way wrong, or it'd be like not their skin tone, so they'd look gray, and now it makes my work look bad. And I'm like, yay, I'm happy I got $40, but I also feel like really bad about this makeup application because her skin didn't look the way that I would like to portray it, right? And you guys are going to realize this when you start building your kit, no matter where you're at. If you're just now starting and you're listening to this, if you're building your kit, you will know your kit like the back of your hand, and it's just a matter of time. And that's why I love the fact that I went to makeup school, is because that's what I got. Like, I knew foundations because I got to try all of the foundations at the school. When you're self-taught, you don't necessarily get to try every single foundation on every single client, right? You can try a lot of foundations on yourself, but when you're trying it on clients, it's so different, guys. And when you're trying to get the skin tone and like just looking at someone and like, I have absolutely no idea what shade to pick. When you build your own kit, you will know what shade someone is just by looking at them. And just so, if you don't already have that skill set, if you do, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And you'll just be able to get that, and it just takes practice, okay? So I was charging $40, and then I started to... that's when I finally got the rest of my kits. I got all my foundations, I got better skin prep, I got more powders, I just got a huge like range of just everything in bulk. And so when I got that, which is funny because I'm trying to think of how much I even paid for all this makeup, I think I got a really good discount, and probably around $1,000 for all the makeup and stuff that I got, and that's like with the discount too, so it was pretty good. And but even think about that, like I was charging $60 and this didn't include travel, it didn't include how long I was going to be there, right? I just had to go do the makeup, and this is something we don't think about or we don't talk about a lot, so that's why I'm mentioning it right now. It's like, just because the makeup may take an hour, if you can hit that time frame. And again, if you can't hit that time frame, I highly recommend that you practice on hitting an hour time frame, because especially if you're like doing these kind of services, like if you're doing the one-on-one, try to hit an hour time frame, because people are going to ask, they're going to say, well, how long is it going to take? Because one, they got to know when they need to start getting ready by. I've been in so many situations and scenarios where people were late because of me. I love talking about this. Like, I just literally left makeup jobs where I was like crying because I'm like, oh my God, they hate me so much because they were late. And that's why I preach so much on it. Like, you have to hit these time hacks, guys. And so again, around an hour, but even though the makeup application was an hour, it was like, okay, I gotta get there. I gotta get all my stuff ready. So, you know, I wash my brushes like the night before, make sure they're dry, pack all my stuff. So I'm like getting ready like at least, you know, a couple hours before. And then I gotta drive there. And I had no specific rate of like how much to charge for how far I drive. And then you're also, you know, parking. In Virginia, honestly, it wasn't that bad. But when I got here to California, I was like, holy crap, you literally can't go anywhere without parking. And there's another reason to hit your time hacks, because you're on a parking meter. My gosh. So anyway, so I didn't think about charging for parking. I didn't think about, you know, how long I was going to be there. And there was like times where I would be, you know, charging $60, but I would be there forever. I would literally be there for like 2 or 3 hours. Not because like, it's because like, you know, everyone's just hanging out, it's just fun or whatever. And it's like, time is money, honey. And I did not realize this in the beginning. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired and I'm not getting paid and I feel bad for leaving, right? And, oh, can you stay for touch-ups? Sure, I can stay for touch-ups, right? I didn't not, like, no charging extra. Oh, she's my friend. Oh, she's paying me and I'm so grateful, which I was very grateful. And this is something I want to point out, because just because you're grateful doesn't mean you can't say no. And that's something that I had to learn the hard way. And just because you're saying no, you're just protecting your energy, right? And I really want you guys to get very, very in tune with that when you guys are listening to this podcast. So now that I went over that little story and all the things that I did not incorporate when it comes to doing a client's makeup just for one person, I'm going to give you guys a little bit more strategy and structure that if you want to make money doing the one-on-one exchange, you do my makeup and I give you money. And I'll give you guys some things that you can include in your rate. Okay, friends, I went over my horror stories. I went over like all of the things that I did wrong when I was first starting. And now I'm going to give you 3 tips. So if you have pen and paper, you guys know, if you're listening to this while you're driving or walking, don't worry about it. But when you do write stuff down, your subconscious mind picks it up faster and then you learn it faster. So anyway, the 3 tips when you are charging special event makeup. And again, if you have pen and paper, write this down. Special event makeup is when you are doing someone's makeup because they have a special event that they're getting ready for, whether it is them, you know, doing maternity pictures, or it's their birthday, or maybe they're the bride, or I don't know, maybe it's like a girl's night. And, you know, even just because it's one person, or just because it's that one-on-one, doesn't mean it's just one person, right? It could be just a bunch of people getting ready for New Year's Eve, or, you know, something like that. So this is special event makeup. So when you, the first tip is to know your rate. And I know this just can be so simple and it's really repetitive. And I always tell you guys, know your hourly rate. But seriously, even if you're not, if like you can't make money if you don't know how much you charge. And even in out of the get-go, right? Like I was making money outside, like right when I got out of school, even though I had just like the bare minimum stuff that I was like saving for my kit when I was building up when I was in school, I was still charging as soon as I graduated. And I'm not saying you can't charge like while you're in school. But for me, I didn't feel comfortable until after I graduated. So know what your rate is and what's included in it. And what I mean by this part is like, do you have your foundations? Do you have skin prep? Are lashes included? So I'm really speaking more to like the product size. And I can actually make it a workshop, or not a workshop, but a worksheet with all of the things that you need in your kit. And I think this will be really helpful, especially for this episode. But like, what are you all including in that? And make sure that you have that, not only the number, but what's included, like physical makeup wise, right? And I'm not talking about like traveling and all that kind of stuff, because that's next. Just what's physically included, because they're gonna ask, do I need to bring my own foundation? Do you have lashes? And skin prep, all of those things. So those are pretty much the main things that people ask if they need to bring. But if you have those, you can charge your full rate. And so the second tip that I have for you guys is to hit your time hacks. Okay, not only hit your time hacks, but like stay to them, right? Like I said, another way I was going wrong is that I was just staying there forever, right? Like, know exactly how long it's going to take for you guys. Like, this is really important. Like, yes, I want you to guys to hit those time hacks so you're not, you know, in the same position where I was, where people were literally waiting for their wedding because I decided to take an hour and a half when I said it would only be 45 minutes. And yeah, so have that rate of, or have that time frame of when you're going to be done by, because if people don't know that, or even if you say, like, if, just be honest, like, let's say, like, you are still at that hour and a half kind of, like, time frame, and it's, like, really fun for you and all that kind of stuff, like, make sure you're upfront about that, because if you say that it won't be long, or, you know, oh, I don't know how long it will take, like, all that kind of stuff, you can get into that situation where I was, either where you're delaying somebody, or you could be losing out, right? Like, I've had times where I missed out on other jobs because I was still doing makeup for another job. And there was no physical possible way where I could make it to the next job without, you know, and just picking up and going. And so you guys got to be really, really just strict on, like, how long are you going to be there, right? What time are you going to be out by? So not only strict with, like, the client, but also with yourself. So just set that time frame for yourself. Just get a good range of how long it's going to take you to, you know, physically pack up, go, and leave. So that way, if you do get a last-minute job, which, again, in our industry happens all of the time, right? Everybody wants their makeup done last minute. And it makes you available for more jobs, okay? So the third tip that I have for you is to charge for parking and travel. So there's like so many different ways that you can do this. Like in the Makeup Mentor Mastermind, we like totally dipped into like, okay, exact numbers and like what to include for each person because everybody's different, right? But I will tell you to charge. Charge for travel or charge for parking. And so parking was a big one that I definitely implemented when I came down here to California. I was like, oh yeah, I can't be paying $45 to valet my car because there's literally no other parking. So I had to have them pay for parking. And that was something that was totally understandable for them. Like sometimes they even offered and I was like, oh, thank God I didn't even have to like ask them. But yes, charge for parking. If it is going to be somewhere where you have to pay, and then charge for travel. And there's a lot of different ways that you guys can charge for travel, but you can either do a flat rate, you can do it by mile, or you can incorporate it with your makeup special event rate. And so let me give you guys an example. Like when I first started doing makeup, again, I was charging $60, but I started to include travel with that rate, and at the time I didn't realize like how low it was, but like how much, you know, they were getting for the bang for their buck. But that's actually an upsell that you can do, right? So you can upsell them and say, hey, like travel is actually included in this rate, because some people are going to charge, you know, outside of that. And it really depends on where you're at. Like, are you just now starting out, or have you been in the industry for a long time? Just, yeah, you have to just charge that rate. So that way you are not spending more money than you're actually making doing this job. So those were my three tips and my horror stories of like not knowing how to charge and what to charge and what is what. So this series is going to continue, you guys. Like I want to just break down all of the things that we just went over that were so basic in the Makeup Mentor Mastermind, but I just feel like I just need to share some of this knowledge with you guys when it comes to charging and making money, because I know what it's like out right now, right? Like we're still during, like, even though things are open, we're still in a pandemic, right? Things are going to be very wary, but when they pop off, they're going to pop off so fast. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have got my rates done. I wish I would have done this. And that's okay. And let that go. If you feel guilty, you feel shame, let it go, honey. That's another thing we talk about. It's like, don't hold on to that, you know? That's a low frequency. If you don't want to attract more guilt and shame, let it go. It's okay. You're doing the work now. You're listening to this podcast. You're investing time and energy, and I just want to high five you right now. Boom! I just gave you a high five. Not a slap in the face, I promise. But yeah, you're doing great things. You're just doing a great job, and I applaud you for just being on this podcast. This is going to continue, and then I also have, again, another surprise. I am going to be doing a 3-day manifesting money workshop. You guys know how excited I get about this kind of stuff, but like, I just love teaching this. And the reason why I'm doing the workshop is because like, you guys can take all this information, right, of like how to charge and all that kind of stuff. And I give all of the resources, but it's like, it's when someone's there holding you accountable, that's when things shift, right? And so whether you're investing your time, when you invest your money, it's on a whole nother level. But It's true, right? And so I know that this now is a time where there's so much uncertainty and so many people are getting back to work and they're like, oh my gosh, I have no idea, like, you know, where to start, what to do, how do I make money, and how do I just keep going, or should I quit? And like, I don't know why, but like, people quitting doing makeup is like my biggest fear. Like, I'm like, no, I have failed as a mentor, because you can do it. You really, really can. And I'm just here to help those who are ready. And I think that's something that, you know, I want you to see the things that I'm doing. You know, you're listening to this podcast because I didn't give up, right? And so when you guys are that person for somebody else, like, you're not only inspiring other makeup artists, but you're just inspiring people in general. So kudos to you. This is like the first announcement that I made that I am doing the Manifesting Money Workshop. And yeah, I'm just super excited. I'm just grateful to be back. And you guys have an amazing, amazing, blessed day. Oh yeah, and then please tell me one thing that you got from this episode. And tell me, I don't know, tag me on Instagram and just tell me your special event makeup and what you're including. Okay, cool. I'm getting off here. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.